Talking now with Ruth McDonald, BBC Ireland correspondent, who joins us from Londonderry, Northern Ireland. The day that became known in Northern Ireland's history as Bloody Sunday remains a flashpoint in Northern Ireland's history. Just a reminder, on January 30th, 1972, 13 civilians were shot dead by British soldiers at a civil rights march in Londonderry, which triggered three decades of bitter and sectarian violence known as the Troubles, which claimed more than 3,600 lives. Yesterday, though, the longest and most expensive inquiry in British history found all 13 civilians were innocent, and the British Prime Minister David Cameron said the deaths were both unjustified and unjustifiable. Ruth McDonald, does this constitute an apology from the British government?
Absolutely. David Cameron made no bones about it. He apologised on behalf of the government to the families of those who lost their lives. Just to put this into context, you know, Bloody Sunday is very much a running sore in Derry, in Northern Ireland's second city, where those 13 people were killed and 14 others wounded in that day of violence. Just half an hour was all it took. Half an hour when a battalion of the parachute regiment went into the bogside, a Catholic part of Derry, and began shooting. Yesterday's report, which took 13 years from when it was announced in 1998 by former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, 13 years, 2,500 submissions, over 900 witnesses, and as you said, it cost nearly £200 million.
And a huge emotional catharsis. Let's listen to the crowds yesterday who were cheering this report. So, Ruth McDonald, give me a sense of the emotional feeling. You were among those people.
Absolutely, and it was an incredibly emotional day, an emotional moment. The families got the report early on. They got it around 10 o'clock in the morning, and they walked into the Guildhall in Derry. They got a chance to look at the report. Now, the whole thing is 5,000 pages long, so one can only imagine that they didn't get a chance to read it all. But when they walked out and when they held the copies of the report and each one of them made a little speech, it really was hair standing up on the back of your neck time. They had protested the innocence of their loved ones for years. Their campaign has been one of the longest running and the most forceful in Northern Ireland. And to hear those words of apology from the British Prime Minister, to stand in front of this huge crowd in their home city, which has essentially been behind them 100%, it was the culmination, I think, of everything they'd hoped for all these years.
I mean, I hate to draw you out here, Ruth, but it sounds like it was an emotional moment for you as well.
It's a huge moment in Northern Ireland's history, and anybody who's worked here as a journalist, I think, yes, certainly it was a moment that many people, due to the length of the inquiry, thought might not happen for quite some time. And when it did happen, certainly the city responded, the victims' families responded, and I think it's a day in Northern Ireland's history that no one will ever forget.
Well, you know, it's amazing to think. I mean, I hadn't really known that this report was coming, but it just goes to show the deep currents of history in a violent struggle of this kind. And you've covered it for how long?
Well, for quite some time. I don't necessarily want to give any particular years
That's
away,
fine.
But certainly it has been a very long-running story here.
All right. Ruth McDonald, BBC Ireland correspondent, commenting on the end of the longest and most expensive inquiry in British history, exonerating all 13 civilians innocent in the Bloody Sunday massacre.